We are learning Masechtas Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Amar Beis, and we are starting a brand new Mishnah on the bottom of Tzadik Amar Aleph, a new sugya. Talking about the Chiyuv of Baishas. If someone screams into the ear of his friend, or he blows a shofar into the ear of his friend, or he hits him on the ear, there's different shatim. Rashi says, Hekoel Oznoi, or Tekeya Mamish, he blows into his ear, and he embarrasses him with that. So lach is, noisel lay sela. You give him a sela because of Baishas. Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's more expensive, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sure, is a glili mana, which is Pasha's 25 sela, much more. Satroi, if you gave him a slap on the side of his head, noisel mesayim zuz. You give him 200 zuz. Lacha yadoi, if you gave him a slap on the back of your hand, noisel lay arbamei zuz. You give him 400 zuz. Tsaram ba'iznoi, if you pulled his ear or you made a hole in his ear, tupshat marashi, Talash v'saroi, you ripped out his hair. Rakak, you spit at him, v'giyaboy, and it reached him and hit his guf. V'giyaboy roikoy, or hevet halisamenu, you pulled off his cloak, his shirt. Para roisha isha b'shuk, you uncovered the hair of a isha b'shuk. Noisin loy, or noisin lahem, I guess, arba me'azuz, you give them arba me'azuz, all these different examples, you give him 400 zuz, that's how much the payment is. And the Mishnah says, Zeh klala kol lefi chvoidai, which you have to know if he's saying this is a kulo or chumra, which means like this. We know from before already that an oni has one amount and an osha has another amount. They didn't take every osha and figure out, oh, this guy is like, you know, a billionaire, so this, because then they have a site. So they made a price for oni and a price for osha. So these prices were what? For the aniyim or the ashirim? So the Gemara will talk about if that means that the Mishnah was saying those are the aniyim and that kol chvoidai means that but the ashirim are more, or that's for the ashirim, but if a guy is an oni, you pay him less. So the Gemara will have a shaila what this means exactly. Zaklal. Omer Rabbi Kiva argues the Tanakam. He says, "Avil aniyim shavi Yisrael, even aniyim shavi Yisrael roin noisen ki iluhem bnei chayrim shiyardim nechseim shem bnei Avraham mitzvi Yaakov." Even aniyim, we look at them the same level as a rich person who lost his money, which is the way you figure out ashirim. Basically, what Kiva is saying is that every person you figure out the same way, they're all on the same level. They're all bnei Avraham mitzvi Yaakov, and they're all on the same level.
The dollar amounts are the same as
the Chibede? The same thing, yeah.
You're saying that he's agreeing with
the Messiah or Abba Meir? Yeah. He's saying that they're all... Right, the dollar amounts are the exactly. We'll see in a second, before the Jews. Ma'aseh v'echad, shepara reish yisha, there was a certain guy who uncovered the head of a isha b'shok. So Bosman Rebbe Kiva came to Rebbe Kiva, to Dan, the Shaila, v'chayiv elit la'abba Meir Zuz, and he was v'chayiv to give her 400 Zuz. Omar loy Rabbi, ten li zman, can give me some time to pay back, and we'll see the if you're allowed to give him a time, but he said, give me some time. I need some time to, you know, get my money, and he had a different plan in place. But he said, give me some time. But also loy zman, gave him time to pay up. Shomra, he waited. He made this a pesach chatzera. He waited on her doorstep of her chatzer. And he saw her coming out, v'shava es akad. He took a kad full of oil, and people those days like smearing the head with oil. So he took a kad and he broke it in front of her, and b'fenaha, and he hid, and he put two edim there. Uboi ke iser shemen. Inside this kad was like an iser worth, a very small amount of money of oil. Gilsa es reisha, she uncovered her head, v'hoitzim etapachas v'nachas yod ha'reisha, and she was smearing oil on her head. Hemer ala edim, v'ofer rekiva. And she had an edim on this. He came from Akiva. Look, he said, look, Amalai, Luzuani Noisan Dan Vamir Zuz. You think I have to give her 400 Zuz for embarrassment? She willing to embarrass herself for an Isser of Shemen, a little free Shemen. She uncovered her hair. I don't have to pay 400 Zuz for embarrassment. She's not embarrassed. For a few dollars, she uncovered her hair to save the oil. Amalai, Loya Marta Klum. What you're saying is worthless. Hachoyvel Ba'atzmai, Abishin Rishoyi Potter. Because look at this. If someone hurts himself, he's not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to hurt yourself, but still, you're potter. Still, someone else hurts you, you're chay. Even if you do it to yourself, you're potter. So what? The ma'isa, the acherim who does it to you, you're chay. If you cut down your trees, you're chay in bal tashchus. It's also as bal tashchus. Still, you're potter, but acherim chayavim. Still, other people are chay. If someone else does that to you, you're chay. So you're right, you know. that he did it to himself. That doesn't make it any less of a busha. Even if someone does it to himself, they shouldn't do that, but they have a right to do it. They can do whatever they want to themselves. But it doesn't make you potter that they can do it themselves. So could you show that she did it to herself if a few dollars worth? So what? Lamaisa, you are chai. If you embarrass her, you're still chai. That was where Kiva's tying it back. We have to explain this a little better when we see the outside of golf. Maybe we'll get a little more clear. But upon many cases, Rabbi Kiva was mechayiv them 400 zuz, this guy 400 zuz, and he tried to get out of it, but it did not work. So to Gemara, it said in the Mishnah that you have to pay a mana. That if someone take care of a oznoi, he blows into the ear of his friend, he embarrasses him, he pays him mana. Boilu, mana tsuri tanan or mana medina tanan? Is it a mana tsuri or mana medina? Mana tsuri is much more. Mana tsuri is 25 slaim, which is 100 zuz. A mana medina is the eighth of that. Is the eighth of that. And therefore, it comes out to 12 and a half zuz. That's an eighth of 100. So, is it a mana tsuri or a mana medina, which is only an eighth of that value? Toshima, let's try to bring a raya to this. Dahu gavra, the talk of the chavre, a certain guy blew into his friend's ear. Also, came to Rav Yudin Asiya, they came to Rav Yudin Asiya for the shalot, for the psak. Amalei, so he said, he answered, ha ana, ha Rav Yisrael Glili, this is me and Rav Yisrael Glili, havle mana tsuri, give. Pay the guy you hurt, mono tsuri. Shmami no, mono tsuri tanan shmami no. So you see from here that what we mean to say mono in our Mishnah is mono tsuri, the more expensive one, not the mono medina. My ha no. Now, Stan, what's behind the story? He said ha no, hora basically. What's that? What's taich? Ilem hach kamalei ha no de chazisach. I saw this happening, so I'm like the aid and the dying. Basically, he's the one in the Mishnah who says, look at the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says, and Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem basically says, mana. So he's saying this, look, I saw the story, and basically holds that you pay a mana, go pay a mana tsuri. So you see from here, the aid nasa dying, that the aid can become a dying. And the Maharaj Kasha, is that true? By time to the Braisa, Sanhedrin Shiro Echad Shaharagas Anefesh. Sanhedrin that saw a murder. Miksosam Nasu Edim. Some of them become Edim. Miksosam Nasu Yonim. And the other ones become the Yonim. Divi Rab Tarfin. That's Shita Rab Tarfin. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kiva says, no, none of them can be the Yonim anymore. Kulam Edim Heim. Vein Enas Dayan. They all saw the story, and they cannot be a Dayan. Once they saw the story, they can't be a dying. That's what Rekiva says. And at Khan, loy kam Rav Tarfin, so Rekiva says, ain't aid nasa dying. So we're asking Rehudin Nasiya, how can you do this? And at Khan, loy kam Rav Tarfin, and even Rav Tarfin only said that it works, al meksosom nasu aidim, meksosom nasu dionim, because part of them become aidim, come dionim. Ava einas dying, the same age via dying, loy ka'amar, even Rav Tarfin didn't say it. So what's Shana Gemara? So the Gemara, no, it's not Shva. Why? Kitan Yahi, the case where Rav Tarfin requires that they say aid is in front of other Dayanim, you know, part of them become Dayanim, part of them become Aidim, Kitan Yahi couldn't roll Belila. They saw it at night, the loy lemeba din on them, they couldn't do din then, and therefore they had to do the din by day. By day already, you have to say now the aidis. But if they would actually see it by day, they could paskin, because in the Dorma Shmir Laria, they saw it, they could paskin for what they see right there, right then and there. So Avada, according to Rav Tarfin, ain't Nasa dying. And therefore, Rashi says that we're going according to, that Rav Yehuda see is going according to Rav Tarfin. That's what Rashi says. By Damascus Shiroa Belaila, he says, and the Rashi says, Avaroa Belaim Oisima Pia Real Rav Tarfin Miyad. Rav Yehuda Anosik Rav Tarfin Svirlei, Yehuda Anosik, Rav Nisiyah holds like Rav Tarfin. Tosfos points out, the bottom Tosfos, small Tosfos, says that you don't have to say that. Pirish becomes Yisog Tosfos, Rav Yehuda Nisiyah, Rav Tarfin Svirlei. But Vachinam Pirish came, you know why? That for Rav Akiva, the only reason why Ene Anas dying is only by Dinah and Fashas, but not by Dinah Mamanus. Only by Dinah Fashas he has his din that the eight can't be dying if he sees it, but he would agree by Dinah Mamanus, so that's the Tosfos going to be the Kuliyama. So Gemara's Tarfos over here is, that, yeah, an eight could be an asa dayan. If he sees the story, he could pass in the way it looks like fear of Tarfin Meshua and even fear of Akiva, according to Rashi, by Adina Mamas. The boy is saying, not a taich in those words are hach kamalei. Ha ana, the sphere like Yeris Aglili. There's me here who holds like Yeris Aglili. Don't want a tsuri. Vaha sahadi, we have eight in the sahadi bach. And this Eidim that said, Eidim that you did this, Zil Havle Monatsuri, go give him a Monatsuri. So that's the pshat in the story. So that would be a pshat why you have to pay it, because you have an Eidim, not because the Eidim has to die. Okay, Ad Khan, that Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda, Nasiya, and we see even there Monatsuri. Tomorrow is that the question. We had here in this Braisa that Rabbi Kiva holds, Ain a nasa dying by din nefashos. Ain a nasa dying. For anything more, Akasha of a sovereign Rabbi Kiva that ain a nasa dying. Does Rabbi Kiva hold that an aid cannot become a dying? By time to the Braisa, it says in the pasuk, Vehika v'chirivu nanoshim, two people are fighting. Vehika ishes re'eu be'even oy be'egroif, v'lo yamos, v'nafal mishkov. And then it says, if he dies afterwards, then you kill him. Akaponim, it says over here, Hikish Israel be'evin of Egrif, with a stone or a fist. Shimon Timni Yomer, we dash like this. Ma Egrif miyuchid, shemos le'edim le'edim, just like an Egrif, you come to Bezdin with your fist, they can look at your fist, see how strong you are. It's mosel le'edim le'edim. Av kol shemos le'edim le'edim, the same thing is, the even also, the stone also has the muscle la'edim la'edim. Pra, listen, Yosef Takas Yad Edim. If you don't have that murder weapon anymore, you don't have that stone anymore, then you cannot paskin this Shaila. You cannot paskin it. Omulay Rabbi Kivas, Rabbi Kivas says to Shimon HaTimni about Yadrasha, V'chi b'fnei bezdin hikol, sh'yoidim kam hikol. Do you think now that even if you have the stone, you know exactly what happened? Did the murder happen in front of Bezdin that you know how many times he hit him? Val Maoko, where you hit him? Mal Shoiko, was it on his thigh or your tzipor nafshoi or on his heart? On the fluttering of his heart? Va'oid, what about a case like this? If you push the guy off the roof, or off a building, umeis, and he dies. Bezdin holchei etz habira? Does the Bezdin go to the bira to check out how the building looks? Oy bira lechas the Bezdin, or bira goes to the Bezdin? Va'oid, im nafla, if the building came down, chayza b'gnoisi, you build it back again? So the Bezdin doesn't have to see exactly the whole murder weapon, because first of all, he says the murder weapon wouldn't be enough. You have to see exactly how he hit him. And even more, what about if it's a building? So you go check it out? You don't make Bezdin leave Bezdin to go check things out. Ella, we dash like this. Ma egroif miyuchet shumosel edim, just like an egroif that edim see when they see the ma'isa, the edim can see the fist. Af kol shumosel edim, they have to also see the murder weapon. Prat like shiotzo evim takas yado yishamaka that yipater. That is coming to exclude that if the edim don't see the murder weapon of the person who's killing, then yipater, you can't say edim. So he's changing from Shimon Timni, he says bezin has to see it. The Rebbe Kiva is saying the Edom have to see it, but Tony Mears, I can't the Brayso. Tony Mears, only Rebbe Kiva, v'chivnei bezdin hikol shiyedim kam hikol, and it's mash v'hol kol b'fnei. But if he did do it in front of them, ain't asadayin. They would be able to say, they would be able to paskin. I ain't asadayin. Rebbe Kiva holds that if do it in front of bezdin, they can't be a bezdin at all. So what's Rebbe Kiva talking about? He holds in Eid Nasadayin. So Rabbi Kiva said, what do you mean? You think you have to do it in front of you? What do you mean? If he did it in front of you, you wouldn't be able to be a dying at all, according to Rabbi Kiva. So to Gemara, Dvarov, the Rabbi Shimon HaTimni come up. Leila Tzvirlei. He's saying, I hold anyway that if they saw the story, they can't be a dying. But for you that I hold, that Bezdin has to see the murder weapon, so you tell me you have to see where he hit him also. And Shimon HaTimni holds that Eid Nasadayin maybe. So he's saying, Dvarov, the Shimon HaTimni, that's what he's saying is tiny. Therefore, it's not a kasha on Rabbi Akiva. It's not a kasha on Rabbi Akiva. It's nothing about a vaita. Tanu Rabban, look at the Braisa. Shartam Shehimis. A Shartam that killed a person. So he's Chayiv Misa. Vehizik, he also was Mazik. Donno is dinner fashos. You first paskin the dinner fashos on this shar that it's chayav skila. Then donno is dinner mamonis, and you don't dan dinner mamonis. Why? Because by a time you pay megufa, you pay from the shar itself. So once the shar is chayav misa, you can't dan dinner mamonis because no way to pay dinner mamonis because you pay megufa, and this thing is getting killed. So there's no chayav dinner mamonis from this shar. Muach Amos. Vehizik, a mu'ud that did both, killed a person, and was mazik, don't know his dinim mamonis, v'choyiz don't know his dinim fashos. You pask in dinim mamonis, how much has to pay, and then you do dinim fashos. Kodmu v'donu, dinim fashos, ain't choyiz don't know his dinim mamonis. If you first done the dinim nefashos, you don't go back and done dinim amunos. Hashem says, why not? If you called with done dinim nefashos, if you first pass dinim nefashos, my hava, what's the big deal? Lehed dinim amunos. It's chayv ma'aliyah, so do dinim amunos afterwards. What's the problem? The owner is chayv. So what's pasuk b'shan the brayso? Omar Rava, Ashukhinu Rabbanan Be Rav, the Yasvi Kamri, they explain, Homani Rav Shimna Timni. It's going good to Rav Shimna Timni, the Omar, they hold, Ma Egroif Muchach Muslim Aid of Eidim, just like Egroif, the Bezdin and the Eidim Kasiyat, Alma Bina Umdina, the Beidina. You see, Bezdin has to evaluate the murder weapon or the mazik, even by Nezikin, like Rashi says, even by Nezikin, this positive went Nezikin, Hika Ishis Reu, Lo Yamas. So even by the Zikin, you have to evaluate the weapon. And here the weapon is a shor. Vaha, kivin the gomadina, but if you're ready paskin a gemaradin l'ktala on the shor, loy mishanil le umdina, the beidina. You're not going to keep it around to wait to be evaluated. V'loy ma'ayna l'dina. You don't make iyun adin. The halacha is that if a person's chayiv misa, he's supposed to kill him right away because he gets very nervous now about his upcoming execution. So the halacha is that a person who's chayiv misa, you kill him right away. And we know that kemisa sabal, kach misa shor. Even though it makes no sense that the shor is nervous, but it's a gzeiras hakasav. When you pass kemisa sabal, kach misa shor. So the halacha is if a shor is chayiv misa, you got to kill it right away. If you got to kill it right away, you can't start evaluating it. If you can't evaluate it, so therefore you can't pay for nezikin. That's pshat in this brisa. Therefore, first pass kedinim mamonis, then do nefashos. You can do the evaluation. It's going according to Shimon Timni holds. You have to evaluate the weapon.
Why are we here to evaluate the money? I understand why you're saying evaluate the money first. And the misa, but by the time Hakman also the same thing. If you can do that way, you can the guys lose out of the money.
Because you're not chayiv. Because they even do it afterwards, you're not going to be chayiv. Even if you do the mamonis first, because you're not chayiv aliyah. So do the mamonis first. So what? This thing's chayiv misa. You can't use it, right? The thing, it's you pay million gufai. So okay, you're right. Okay, you're passing. You own the shor. Okay, bring the shor in for me. So now it's worthless. So that's what he said. Pshat in the brayis like Shimon HaTimni. V'amina lahu, and I said this is the story that Rabbo or Rava saying over that he found the Rabbanan Bei Rav saying that's pshat. V'amina lahu, I said no. V'amina lahu, I feel tame Rabbi Akiva. You go according to Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you pshat in this brayis. You know pshat in the brayis. Hochim ma'askin and kunchu barach. The case is that the reason why Donu Din Nefashos first and then Eichar Neimonis, the case was that the owner ran away. So if the owner ran away, there's nowhere to pay from. So that's why if you've done Dine Nefashos first, so then there's nowhere to pay from, so it'll be Chayiv Misa, and if we can't done Dine Momonis. Freit the Gemara, Ibarach, if the owner ran away and there's nowhere to collect from, Kiloy danu dina fashos, heichi danu dina mamlos, beloy bailim. How are you going to dan dina mamlos? The bailim's not even here. We're heichi dina mamlos first. So remember, the kabel sadi ubarach. The first makabel ate them, and then he ran away. So that's how you makabel the dina mamlos. But soif, meichi mishdalim, it's still, if the guy ran away, so even if the dina mamlos first, you're not gaining anything. Where are you paying from? Dr. Gemara, miradio. Like this, that if you dan din amamunus first, so then there's no iyun adin. So what you'll do is, even though you know you have to dan now and give it misa, you have to dan it for misa, make a psak din for misa. But what you'll do is you'll sell it for plowing for a few months and take that money and pay up the chayiv of the nizik, and then you'll paskin it for misa and give it misa. So that's why it's the difference what you do first. But if you do dinim fashos first, then you can not only keep it around, you have to kill it right away. That's why it's saying, you do dinim fashos first, then dinim fashos. So, Frank Diamara, if you have this etza of radia, siyachi tam nami, you also do the same thing. The dani dinim fashos bereisha. We said that you have to give a misa. Okay, you'll wait till you pass a misa, and you'll do radia. When it's talam radia, you'll do radia. V'ha dani dinim fashos. So, do the same thing by tam then. First, let it sell it for plowing, and then collect the money and then do the nefashos. Omrav Mari Brei Rav Kahana Zeis Ameres Radial Aliyah Demaruhu. That's not called paying megufoy. Megufoy shal shar means you collect the actual shar. But if it's money the shar produces, which means it plows and you charge money for that, that's called ma'aliyah already. That's not called megufoy, and therefore you don't have that option by tam. You don't have the option by tam to do that. Like upon him. That's the bottom line. That's the chiluk between Tam and the Mu'ed, according to Rava's Teretz, that it can be going to Rabbi Akiva and buy, and the guy ran away, so he doesn't have money. So buy a Mu'ed. So what we do is we first down the Mamanis, let the Behemoth plow and make the money from that, and then you give it Misa, Vatzin, and Fashas. But by the time you don't have the Eitzah, why? Because using it for plowing and charging that money is considered Ma'aliyah, it's not considered Magufa, and therefore you don't have that option.